I've had like some of the highest highs, mm-hmm. but also like some of the lowest lows of just like, what am I doing? It's There's always on. Like something you could be doing.
Do what like fulfills you. You only have this version of yourself now.
It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I have a very special guest, the queen of Calgary content creating right here. Yana, thank you so much for joining me on Loud Talk with Lavi.
Thank you so much. This is such a special moment for me. Like, what do you mean special guest? It's an honor. So
no, thank you for coming on. So first off, maybe just intro to the people like, who you are, what you do, and all of that, and then we can jump into it.
I'll do the long story short because I'm a long story long person. But yeah, so my name is Yana, and that's like with a J because it's Macedonian. So I'm from Macedonia. I moved here 15 years ago. But yeah, so I got my I have a background in marketing. I did my BCom at the Haskins School of Business 3 years ago. I graduated, I think. Yeah. Wow, it's been 3 years since I graduated. And I've done kind of like a lot of different jobs since then, but I've always loved creating content. And like, I was like 10, 11, having a blog about cooking, a blog about this and that. I was always like looking for creative outlets. Yeah, always a content creator on Facebook, like making statuses, uploading photos, like being that person. No one cared, but I was like updating everyone on my life just because.
Like, gotta keep the people in the loop.
Exactly. Not that, yeah, I had to let them know I was doing a Color Me Mine 5k run. I had to let them know everything. But anyway, so I feel like my whole life I've been like online and doing all that stuff. But it wasn't until my last year of my undergrad, I decided to pursue social media a little bit more seriously. So I already had started a food blog in Calgary. I started it in 2019. And then in 2020, I believe is when I kind of dabbled more into social media marketing and helping like other businesses with social media marketing, because I loved it so much. And I know that not everyone loves it or enjoys it, or not a lot of people have the time to do it for their businesses. So I thought I would start that. I was still in school at that time. And then I started working full time when I graduated, but I still kept my like business going and my like personal blog going. Right. And only as of the last 2 years, like, yeah, in the last 2 years is kind of when my blog started to grow a lot more and like not blow up, but like grow and get more traction, not just like in the community here with like followers, but brands as well. So now my like silly little blog that I started because I had a fractured ankle at home and I couldn't really do much is now part of like my jobs, which is such an incredible thing. I still do social media marketing, not as heavily as I used to and as I once wanted to, because now I also do wedding day content creation. So I actually started that last year. And at the time, very proud, like I was the first one to do it in Calgary, very popular in the US and like I think in Europe a little bit, but not really like popular in Calgary. And I got inspired from seeing it online. So yeah, I started that last year. So I kind of pursued my content creation passion just in a different industry, like in the wedding world. So yeah, right now I do social media marketing for a few clients. I do my blog. So I have a Calgary blog. I do Instagram and TikTok. I have a YouTube, but it's like not that popping. It's really hard to be on YouTube. Making long form content is so fun and I enjoy it, but it's just like so
hard to
tasking. My goal this year is 1,000 subscribers. I am manifesting and putting it out there, but it's hard.
And I love your I actually love your vlog.
Oh, really?
I do. And it's just like it's hard to reach. Especially now when people are so removed from YouTube. I'm still on YouTube every day. Like I love watching YouTube. That is where like for me, I feel so much more relaxed watching like a 20-minute video on YouTube than watching 20 minutes on TikTok. Like,
yeah. Same.
Watching even an hour on TikTok, I just feel like a little drained by it. Whereas on YouTube, I'm like, okay, this is like a relaxed moment.
My background noise. I have YouTube on it all the time. I'm cooking. I'm eating. Same. I'm working. It's on.
It's an addiction.
A vlog. Yeah. It's an addiction.
I need it on. Like podcasts or YouTube always.
At all times.
But I feel the same with like YouTube. It's like the most fun content to make and make the long form, but it is hard to reach people. Okay, so walk me through what.
And then, that's where we wrapped up, I guess.
Under like the umbrella of like what you do for work, what are like the main categories like summed up? So like wedding content creation,
social media marketing, and like social media management, wedding day content creation, and then like my blog. So those three, mm-hmm, I would say. Mm-hmm.
And then under like your blog, is that where you'd categorize like UGC,
mm-hmm,
and like that kind of stuff too?
UGC, I've done a few. I don't know how to categorize it. To be honest, I've done a few UGC things, not as much as I kind of want to get it more into it. Mm-hmm. So I don't do UGC that much. It's more like the brand deal side. That's like more like my social media influencing thing, yeah, through my Instagram. Yeah. So that's like one thing. And then, yeah, the weddings, mm-hmm, and then the social media management for like other people, mm-hmm, like doing their socials. But UGC, I've only done a handful of things. I feel like I should get more into it. I know it's like a huge thing.
Yeah.
I just haven't. So I need to definitely like maybe pursue it more. But yeah, today I signed a really big UGC deal. So I'm really excited. Actually,
amazing.
That's today. I'm very excited. So that's my first. Amazing. Yeah. It's a cool one. I'm excited, but yeah, we'd love super to do cool more UGC.
So, okay. You graduated 3 years ago, and then, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought you did, like, you went into like the 9-to-5
right away,
right away. Like, yeah, great after grad.
Yeah. So graduated 2021 and with a marketing degree, which is like, it's really hard because marketing is like so fun and I love my degree, but the world is your oyster, which is scary because it's like, where do I start now? Mm-hmm. And the Cascane, like UFC, it's very theory based. It wasn't that creative. Yeah. So I couldn't do a lot of the creative jobs, which is fine. I didn't really want to. It was more like strategy, whatever, yeah, brand, but even that. So anyways, I kind of like through networking, I got my first job as an account project coordinator, ended up being project manager. So like project management work, which I didn't really know too much about the time, but I kind of fell in love with it because I'm very much like, I love schedules, timelines, mm-hmm, type A organization. I'm that kind of person in like my own world. So doing that for cooler, bigger projects on a team and like delegating, I love delegating work. Like do this, do that. But like, you know,
I'm
like
saying,
it's so, yeah, fun. So I was like, this is fun. I'm like, hey, I need this design, mm-hmm, stat. Like not like that, but so I started doing that like right after. I actually job hopped. I switched three jobs in the first like 3 years of my, 2 years of my like post-grad, mm-hmm, which to me is like, I think it's so important to job hop if it's a better opportunity and a better pay, better, you know, better for you. So don't feel weird for doing that if you're someone that's like on the fence or something. Yeah. But yeah, I did one project management job and then I was an account executive at another agency, like a lot bigger one, better pay, better work. And I was like, of course I'm going to take it. And that was fully remote. Loved it. At the same time, I'm still doing my social media stuff. I'm still doing my blog. I never gave up on like working for myself, like, mm-hmm, having that side hustle, not even, yeah, for the income, but more so for just like the creative outlet and having something to do. I'm very much like, I need something to do. I can't just get home and now what? Like, yeah, I can have a hobby and go for a walk, go to the gym, and then,
but then after like, that, yeah, it's like, so then like, something else.
I need more. So I always did that. And then after my account exec job, that was a really fun one. Same thing, just like managing projects for like a really cool, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, probably. I don't know, whatever. It's on my LinkedIn. Maybe we can cut this out. Anyway, yeah, my final job in my corporate world was, mm-hmm, also like, I was an influencer project manager, but their role never took off. I was supposed to like develop this whole thing. It didn't really work out. And I kind of just like felt like I wasn't doing much of that job. And, mm-hmm, my role naturally kind of ended. And my manager was like, you know what? You can do your own thing, or I can help you find a new job if you want. But I encourage you to like pursue your own thing full time. You have something like amazing going, okay, on. So last year in May is when I fully pursued like working for myself, yeah, full time.
Do you think that gave you like the bit of like encouragement to do that? Or were you already kind of considering?
A little bit, yes. Because like, it was nice to hear from him, for him to be like, of course I'll help you, yeah, whatever. And like, you can, you know, we can almost try and see what's going on. Like try and see how you can fit here. But that was just like, I actually don't know if I want to even stay here. Like I want, mm-hmm, to do more. Mm-hmm. And yeah, part of me was just like, I don't want to find just another job or like spend months or weeks, because job hunting is so, I always told this to myself back, like when I was like high school, like I want to create a job because I hate applying to jobs. I always told myself that. So somehow manifested into, you know, like I was like, I don't want to apply to jobs anymore. I'm so tired of it. Like interviews, resumes, like, yeah, I've done it. It's great. And I didn't even mind the 9-to-5. I was just like, I want to at least try doing my own thing. It's now or never. Like, yeah, I either do it now in my 20s and I'm comfortable with where I'm at with like, I'm at home and like, I feel good. You know, I don't have like these crazy commitments besides to myself. So yeah, May last year, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do my own thing, social media full time, focus on my like blog more, travel, mm-hmm, started my wedding day business shortly then, as like shortly after as well. Actually, no, I started it before leaving my job. But anyway, I had all these things going that I was like, let me just try and focus, yeah, on this for a little bit. Worst case, I can find another job.
That's the thing.
It's okay.
Right?
Like, yeah, I can, you have go to back.
Take the opportunities when they're there and like, exactly, work on them and build them. Because at the end of the day, like a 9-to-5 job, it might sound bad to say, but it's like you can always go back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too. And you'll find some job like at some point, right?
Yeah.
But it's like there's certain opportunities now that happen? And was there like any fear you had in that of like, okay, I'm taking this leave and now it's like really on my own, like
Yeah.
my income, my everything, like this is all on my shoulder here?
Yeah. Not like 80% of me, because I'm a very just like optimistic person in general. So most of me was like so excited to finally do this thing that I've been thinking about for so long. And for the longest time, I was like, no, I can never do my own thing. It's too risky. Because every time something would happen with a client, I'm like, no, I can't do
It's too
this. It's too much.
risky.
And like, I'd rather fall back to my 9 to 5. It's stable. It's good.
Stable.
Like, I like what
Buy
I'm
with the check.
doing.
Like,
Yeah. Get the, yeah, exactly. But so part of me was really, really scared. But another part of me was like, this is just so exciting. And like, once again, like, it's now or never type of thing. So yeah, I was like, now everything I do is on me. I don't have someone telling me what to do. I don't have someone, like, I don't have a promised paycheck, which has been really like scary, obviously.
I think that's what drives
But yeah.
you too, because then that's like, okay, like.
I gotta work.
It's such a like interesting handle, and I think I always say like not okay. I've said this in terms of content creation, but I think anyone like in terms of running your own business, I think anyone can content create or run their own business or whatever, but not everyone can. You know
Yeah,
what I mean? Like it's
I agree.
like if you want to do it, you can. Even if you think like okay, like I don't have the skills, I don't know where to, you can do it, but not everyone has the. I think it comes down to like personality type too. Like
Yeah.
we always thought when we first met, we were like type A, type A.
That,
Like
yeah.
I think it really depends on the type of person, because I think you know there's some people that do not want the stress of
Yeah.
having to run their own thing, and they do want to like kind of have a clock in, clock out, that bi-weekly paycheck, that security. But I think for us it was when our mind's constantly running of like I want to do this thing, I want to have this time, I want to have the commitment to like do this, you just have to like take that
Yeah.
leap.
Or else you're always going to be thinking about
Always
it.
gonna be
And like,
thinking
I
about
might
it.
as well just, I have to
Try it.
try
Yeah,
it. Like,
exactly.
worst
Or
case,
else
it's
you're
not
gonna,
that bad. Like, worst case, I'll fall back on something else. I still,
Exactly. And it's like living like in fear of regret rather than fear of like judgment or fail or
Yeah.
failure or whatever.
Yeah,
But okay,
exactly.
so that's how you felt about it. I'm curious though, like because growing up in like an immigrant family as well, how did your parents take when you told them like I'm quitting my
Oh, they're obsessed.
job?
They loved it because they had seen me
Driving.
like thriving like my whole undergrad. I was always like doing all these extra things, and I had started my business, and I already had my blog going and was taking them to events because of my blog. And they were already starting to see kind of like
The growth
the
thing.
benefits from it, and they were
Where did
enjoying
they
it a
leave
little bit.
behind?
Yeah, but they've always been really supportive regardless of like what it was. Like, so yeah, they've always been supportive. But for this, they even kind of knew how I felt in my last role and how like I wasn't that excited. Nothing was really going on. It wasn't fulfilling. They knew that. And I was very spoken. Like, I talked about it with my manager too. So it wasn't like, this is not tea. Like, I was very comfortable talking to my manager, like, oh, like I need more. I need more. I need more. Anyway, so my parents knew that. And they knew that I was sitting on like this thing that I love to do. And obviously, when you work 9 to 5 and you get home by 6, you drive, like you're tired to do your other things, that it's doable. But anyway, so they were like very excited and happy to like see me do my own thing. And even they said, like, you can always fall back on a job. And I do live at home still. So thankfully, like, I live at home. I think maybe it would have been a different conversation if I don't know, I had a mortgage and kids and a bit and all these bills. Like, I have my own bills, but I'm not, you know, my commitment, like I said, is to myself. But yeah, they were very supportive because they're excited about what I'm doing and see something in it. And even now, like everything I do is for them. Every time I get an exciting email or an
I
event, like
know.
it's them I tell, like you as well, like you're close to your brother, so you get it. Like my brother finally came back from like working abroad for such a long time, so he comes back today. I can't wait to like update him on all this stuff. So it's like
Oh, he's
nice
actually coming
having.
back today.
He came back on Saturday but went camping right away on Sunday,
You're
so I'm
like,
like,
wow,
hello,
I'm
I
your
have things.
parent.
Yeah, I need to spill some tea, let's go. Anyway, so I think like there's just their support and trust in me is everything. So yeah, they were very supportive because even they said, like, my mom was like, give yourself a year. If by this time next year you haven't done much or haven't progressed or you haven't even made a certain amount of money, like I guess like that's a big thing as well, or you haven't, you know, achieved a certain goal, you can start looking for a job. So like, give yourself a year,
There's no
try
pressure.
it. But they've seen me kind of like do better year by year. Like obviously, like this influencer space is growing and I'm growing as a person. My wedding business kind of started to pick up more. So like, yeah, they
No, I
haven't
love
mentioned
that
like,
they're like
hey,
in
nine
on
to
it.
five. Sometimes because they're like, oh, you don't have health benefits and this and this. And I'm
That
like,
is one of,
that does suck, but like, I still would rather pursue
It's such a
this and
pro.
like pay out of pocket if I need to. Knock on wood,
Exactly.
I don't want to have to like do that a lot. But that's my one thing. My mom was like, just find a job somewhere, like something easy just for the benefits. And I'm like, there's no such thing as something easy that's like a 9 to 5. I mean, I'm sure there's like an easier, but it's still time consuming. I'm gonna worth me doing that just to get like benefits or like to be able to like, I don't know, buy a home or whatever, these things. So there's a will, there's a way. If I want to go,
Yeah, and
I'll figure it
it'll be
out
there.
for now. Yeah. The support system's like everything, which I'm sure you can like attest to that the word. Yeah.
It
Because
for
like
sure,
that's probably
yeah.
what's helped you a lot as well. I encourage you to do what you do, right?
Totally. Like, I mean, I think that's a big thing for a lot of people is like our parents put these expectations on us. And it's funny because like I think my parents were definitely like that. I mean, ever since coming here, they're always like, you know, do well in school, get a good job. Like that was always because it, and for me too, is like, hey, my parents like kind of left all their life behind, brought me here. So it's like I need to
Like payback
pay
almost?
back on that and like go to school, get a good job, like get good grades. Like that was such a big thing for me. And it's funny because like my parents always were like, you know, get a good engineering job, which I did, like I got my internship, whatever. But it's funny now they're kind of at the point where my mom's like, oh, I can't wait until you're done with this school so you can just
Oh, you
like
can do your own
do your
thing.
own thing. Like she's just so like so supportive. And I think it's because they said see like grow from the start. And I think at the very beginning when I look back at this and I got like my first offer for like a free gift. I think it was like a pillow or something from this room decor brand. I don't know
And
what
you're
it
like,
was.
yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but my parents were like, there's no way somebody is like willing to give you some for free. Like that doesn't happen. I'm like, no, trust me. Like I watch all these big YouTubers, they get all this stuff for free, like
That's
free
my
time, you
parents
know?
too. They're like,
But they
look,
were
it's the
like,
door for you. I'm like,
yeah. And
ah.
or like when I first got like my first contract, they were like, there's no way someone's like paying, like this is a scam, this is a scam. I'm like, it's not a scam. So but now they're fully, this was like years ago. But I think they're totally supportive of that. And I think it obviously like your parents want like what's best for you. And obviously they worry and like they're like with the security thing of health benefits and this and something more stable, obviously they worry about that. But at the end of the day, they're gonna be supportive. And it's funny because I feel like me and you, like we have such like parallel lives almost. It's actually
Literally.
so
Down
funny.
to like the family dynamic, the brother, the like,
Literally,
it's
we're both older
so like,
sisters.
I think it's the oldest, I think, sorry, it's
Yeah.
oldest, eldest immigrant daughter thing.
Yes,
It's like a
it
whole, I want
is.
that TikTok sometimes, side of TikTok, and I'm like, this is me. This is so true. Sometimes
Yeah.
the pressure isn't even like directly from your parents or family. You just like feel it. It's
Like,
like
yeah.
just there. So anyway, that's like I
As
think
the
a part of
oldest, yeah.
what
And
fuels
like
us.
your brother, he's 2 years younger than you, right? No, four
Before.
years younger. Okay,
Yeah.
yeah.
I
So a
was
bit
like,
of a like bigger age. We're 2 years apart. Yeah.
okay. Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah,
you're your
okay,
brother.
yeah.
I'm 26.
I'm turning 23. 3 years.
Okay.
Whatever. So, anyways,
Close enough.
close
Whatever.
enough.
20s.
Both younger brothers, and we literally grew up down the street from each other, but like
Literally, yeah.
never just like crossed paths really. Like I knew of you like through
We have
school and
mutuals and
stuff.
stuff, but
Yeah.
never like
Sat down and
talked
had a
like
conversation about it. And then when we like had our first like actual conversation, it was just
meeting
nonstop
yapping,
yapping for
but the
like
same thing, same like point or
we were
like
like we have the same like story, like and it was just nice talking to someone who like is kind of running their own business and trying to do their own thing, especially in the city too.
Especially down the street
Yeah,
in
down the street
this
in summer, in
neighborhood.
the deep south suburbs. Yeah, and it was just really, especially because like you also went to the same university, you like did a similar degree, and I think it's kind of cool to see like someone else taking that path and just like doing their own thing. But there is a lot of pressure to it. I think as well, we were talking about this before we started recording, but even just trying to find like a balance of like some sort of routine, I think that's always the part I like lack with this job is like, okay, I feel like I need some structure, like a 9 to 5, but the reality is like I don't. So like, but feeling
Like you need
the
to.
pressure and almost the guilt of like not always doing that. But then as we mentioned when we were talking before, it's like, okay, I might not be working like consistently like Monday through Friday, but I'm still working like evenings and weekends. So like in all, it like
You're still
sums up
working.
to like a full-time job, but it just looks slightly different. And I think there is a lot of like misconception around that. I know even for me, like I've been asked so much lately as I'm coming to the end of my degree of like, so are you gonna apply for a job? And I'm like, well, I have a job. And they're like, no, but like a real job. And I'm
You're like,
like,
girl, this is a real job.
you
Like,
know, like
stop.
it's
I
just
know. I
right. And
know.
I feel like I almost have to justify why I want to give myself the time and like the energy to like really focus all my efforts on like running my own business before like if one day I do need to go back to a 9 to 5, I obviously will. I have like the degrees and everything that I need for that, but I almost have to like justify to people why I'm like taking this choice. It's very interesting.
I think it's so weird because like what we do like as a content creation influencer doesn't feel like a real job. And like as much as like it is a real
Because it
job,
started like
it's
as a hobby, as something you loved, and it's like your free time and what you did like regardless of like it being a job. So it's like once it turns into a job, it's like, okay, it doesn't feel like work, but it is, and you try to like justify to people, like, this is hard work, because it is hard work, but then it's also like you're very grateful for. I don't, it's
Yeah.
like such a
It's a weird
weird
space
where
because,
you almost have to constantly justify that, like, you're so grateful for the opportunities, you're so
yeah.
grateful that you get to do this, but at the same time, like, I did work to get here. It's
Yeah.
not just like,
I feel the
yeah.
same. Sometimes I'm like, I say grateful, thankful a lot because I am, because I'm scared of people being like, oh, she's getting this stuff for free than
Yeah.
this. I'm like, no, like, I've been doing this on my personal blog at least for 4 years. Not seriously for 4 years, but like, and posting daily, like daily, like that's for 4 years straight, almost daily. Like, and it doesn't feel like work, which is
Yeah.
like, obviously, I mean, I've done the 9 to 5. I know what it is. You know, a lot of content creators feel like don't do a 9 to 5, so maybe it's harder for them to compare to like,
Right.
but like, I've done the 9 to 5, you've done the 9 to 5. Like, that kind of work is different and feels like work. And like, yeah, so this doesn't even feel like work because of just what, even though it is, it's just a weird space and it's hard to explain. You're just like in it and it's still tiring and it's still like exhausting and like, but it's still not comparable. I still would say like we have it maybe like not easier, not the word, but like, I don't know, compare
You know
yourself to like a
what
9 to 5 an engineer or like someone working, I don't know, I'm thinking of just like any job, like a doctor or whatever. Like some content creators make as much as like heart surgeons, but they're just like, they're still
That's,
working, but
yeah,
it's
it's the
different. So I
industry.
understand people thinking that way, but I don't like it when it's like bringing the other person down. Like,
Right.
just because what their job is looks amazing, it is amazing and it's fun, that's not on them. They pursue this thing and it happened and they're doing it. Like, you know, like there's no need to like make people feel weird about it. Like, just because
Yeah.
I'm doing this and you're not, like, not your, no, let's take that away. Yeah. Just because, you know what I mean? I'm trying to
I
say it.
know, and this
Like,
is
just
the
because this
hard
is my
part, yeah.
job and it looks like this and it is relatively fun, like events and packages and filming a video, like, how is that, does that
Right.
pay? Like, making a video, I get it, but why make people feel weird about it? Like, it's not, it's just how the world
Yeah,
is.
yeah.
Like,
And
this
it's
is
how
how it
like
is.
marketing
Like,
and stuff has moved. Like
it's totally
brands are no
transformed.
longer,
Yeah.
you know, paying for a billboard, they're
Yeah.
paying for a video. Like that's just
Billboards,
how
big budget ads. It's just
yeah,
like,
it's just
obviously, as a
shifted, yeah.
marketing girly background, like that was like the norm. And like, I even like talked to businesses, they're like, oh, our billboard hasn't led to anything. Or like, we do all these like big ad spends, but it doesn't really lead to much. But then when you start introducing influencers or just doing like more organic kind of like UGC, it's just
Yeah.
like drives more value. So at the end of the day, like, it is very important, especially for businesses. But yeah, it's not our, like, it just so happened we like landed in this space
Yeah.
and it's beautiful. But yeah,
It
people like don't
is.
take it seriously. And I'm like, well, at some point, it's like, what are you gonna do about it? Like,
Yeah.
my friends support it, my parents support it. That's all I need to know. Like, I don't need everyone to be like obsessed with what I do or to like see value in it. As long as I'm happy, you know, like, I'm good too. Yeah.
I have a question. So, do a lot of like your friends also kind of work for themselves, or do a lot of them have like a traditional 9 to 5?
I have like, most of my friends are like 9 to 5, more like regular, what you think of a
Yeah.
job, like corporate job. I have a few friends that I've met through social media that like I hang out with now. We're friends through social media that either do a full-time job and then content on the side, or some do content full-time. So I feel like it's like not half and half, like 2/3 are like regular, nine, not regular, 2/3 are like 9 to 5, you know, like what you would think of as like regular work. And then there's a third that they do their own
More
thing
self-employment,
or
yeah.
balance it with maybe like a job. But yeah, it's a good balance. And thankfully, like, they all like see value in what I do and enjoy it and find it fun. Like, I'll bring them places and
Yeah.
like share the, let's like get something, you know, like a peer package or like an event invite, like I share with them. So it's
Yeah.
like fun for them as well. It's like a, but yeah, so I guess it's a split like that.
Do you ever
Yeah.
feel like, because I always see those videos where it's like the unemployed friend on a Tuesday,
That's
like,
me.
yeah, like,
Yeah.
do you ever feel
That,
that
yeah,
way?
I feel like that. That was me yesterday. I was like at a pool and then I got sushi and I'm like, oh my God, this is so weird. I'm like swimming and it's like, people
In
are,
the middle
yeah, it's
of the
such a weird,
day.
but then I worked until like 2 a.m. Not
Exact.
because like I took the morning off,
Yeah,
but then I worked
it's
in the
just how it
evening and like
was.
that's
Yeah.
just what worked for me. But
I feel like once
yeah.
I'm done graduating school, like I'm gonna be at your door every day. Like, do you wanna go work
Yeah.
somewhere?
No,
Cause
I'm
like I
so
have
down.
nothing.
I need someone to force me to get out of my
Yeah,
house.
let's do it.
Sometimes I have to like purposely schedule meetings in person or
Yeah.
purposely like schedule things out of the house to get me out. So then I'm already out.
Yeah.
And now I have to go work somewhere because what's the point of doing a 30-minute meeting and then journey back home, you know? So
Totally.
yeah, how about your friends? I feel like your friends are like, are they
Mo
undergrad or
I
9 to 5?
literally don't know like anyone in the social media space like close by that I'm like close with, probably except you. Like
Wow, okay.
most of my friends are very like 9 to 5. And sometimes I do feel like that guilt or whatever for like people considering me like unemployed and stuff, but it's also like I'm not. And my friends do know how hard I work. Like they always, you know, say like Lavi's like the hardest working person we know, like that, you know, and I think they are supportive of what I do. I think the difference is when I feel weird sometimes when people do say like, oh, you're so lucky you get all this stuff and you're so lucky. And it's like I do feel grateful for it, but I think sometimes those definitions get a little twisted
Yeah.
of like, okay, what's considered like luck and what's Like,
Yeah.
obviously this stuff is insane and every day I'm like, what is my life, right?
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
that doesn't mean I don't haven't worked for it,
You're
you know?
not
Like
just sitting
it's such,
around.
yeah, it's such a
Yeah.
weird, like it's such a weird like balance of stuff. And I you know, like the whole joke, like try being an influencer every
Yeah,
day. Like I
God.
think the biggest part of it for me is, and not just influencing, but any sort of like self-employment is, yes, it's not like consistent like 9 to 5, but I think the difference is like, at least for me, when I was leaving my job, there were very few nights where I was like really like up at night thinking about the company when I was like employed for something. Like I
Yeah.
wasn't, I like went, did my work, and then
The home
returned,
you're
you know,
done.
like
Yeah.
think about it the next morning. Where like
Yeah.
when you're working for yourself,
It's
there's
always
always like
on.
something you could be doing.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that is so mentally draining is the constant like push and drive, and like you want it so bad that it like literally keeps you up at night, you
Yeah.
know, of like, I need to
Yeah.
make this work, I need to make this work. I don't
Yeah.
know.
No, I agree with that. I never thought about my work after work from my regular. I mean, sometimes like my other jobs, I guess, and I have
Yeah,
like
and like sometimes something
every
creeps,
now and then,
but
but
yeah,
rarely. And I was
but
gonna something you
on a
touched
daily
on,
basis.
not rare, but something you said, like, I feel like we have to like work so much harder to prove that we are working hard. I almost feel that. I'm like, why do I feel the need to tell people what I'm doing and what I'm working on? Because I feel like it looks like I'm not doing stuff. I'm like, I don't need to prove to anyone that I'm working. It's my own life. Like, who cares, you know? And there's another thing I was gonna say, I forgot. What did you talk about? 9 to 5. It was a good point. No.
Just like being able to like clock out of it, like where it's
Clock.
like,
Oh yeah, you're always on. Like, not even intentionally. I'm not trying to always think, but you're like, wait, like this idea. Or what's worse for me sometimes is like comparing myself to other people online that are like in a similar space or not even doing the same thing, but like my age, my vibe, and I'm like, I can be them. I do that stuff. Maybe I don't do it as well, or I could do it more. And like seeing them grow like inspires me, but also makes me feel like, wait,
Why
I'm
am I
not
not?
doing enough. You know, there's a few creators I'm like, damn, like good for you, but then I'm like, wait, why wasn't that me? Or why am I not doing that? And it's like, you know,
Totally. And
this like cycle.
that never stops, because I think that like that comparison is only just gonna like, no matter how big, yeah, and I honestly feel like even probably the biggest creators feel the same way of like,
Probably.
I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing
Yeah.
enough, I need to, you know, because it's like no matter where you get. And I always used to think like, I mean, you asked me about like the YouTube plot right there. I would always think like, if I just hit 100K,
That's all I
like that's
need.
all I need. I would, and then I did, and then it's like,
Now what?
okay, but like I could hit 1 million, you know, like
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
constantly that goalpost is constantly gonna keep moving, and you have to just like be like, okay, but where have I gone to now? And it like, as hard as it's easier said than done, but always comparing yourself to yourself and like you like a year ago and what you did and what you have grown,
Yeah.
right? Because it's like,
You're your competition. It's not some random person who's doing like who's also on social media. But yeah, you were gonna say that. I feel like that's like that's what I think my brother said that when I was pursuing like my own thing. He was like, 9 to 5, you can grow so much. You can grow, you can get, you know, your steady income, you get promoted, this and that. And that's kind of a cap on it, unless you're the top, you're the S like executive. There's kind of a cap. And he
There
was like,
is.
what you're doing
There
with what you're
always will
doing
be.
is like there is no
Sky's the
limit.
limit,
This
yeah.
it was just crazy to think about, which is what kind of like drives the
It
in
does, yeah.
like drives me forward, but it's also kind of like stressful.
It's
It's
so
like, wait,
scary.
I could be creating and making 10 times what I
The
am now, but
pressure,
why am I not?
yeah.
You know? Which is not, this is just the reality of it. This isn't me like complaining.
No,
And
no, no.
it sometimes it's so weird. Sometimes like it sounds like I'm complaining to someone and I'm like, oh, I'm not complaining, by the way. I'm
I
very grateful. But
know.
I always feel the need to like excuse myself for venting or complaining. Even I'm not complaining. Because I feel like someone's gonna be like, ugh, of course, like, what do you even do? You know, I don't know. It's a weird
I
thing that,
cannot
like,
relate
I'm not
more.
complaining. I'm not complaining about having videos to film and emails to reply to. I'm not, that's my dream. But sometimes you're just like, wait, the way I said that sounds like I was complaining.
I
Like,
think
no, I'm not.
where it comes from is like, you're not complaining about the work. It's just more like not being able to relate to anyone. You know, like for me, I literally remember meeting you for the first time, and I said to my mom, I was like, I came home and I was just like so excited, because
Meet my mom, and she was like, what's happening?
I was like,
Finally.
finally, like I got someone I could like talk to about this stuff and like
So cute.
relate to on it. Like I was just so excited to like have someone to like share this stuff with, and like just someone that could relate to how I felt in
Like
all
everything you
this.
said, I was
So
like, yeah.
yeah, I feel
Like, not
that.
a single, like, I was like, yep,
And it's nice to
literally took the words out
have
of my mouth.
like people that can understand. Like I'm curious like about your brother, because like I'm just always so into seeing like the dynamic, especially as we said, like older sister in an immigrant family versus like the younger brother. Especially when it's older sister to a younger brother, I think like we're all literally printed the same.
Especially
your brother,
European, like Eastern
yeah.
Europe. I don't know, I'm like Balkan. It's like
It's all the same.
yeah.
Your brother, is he like more like down the path of like going to do like a 9 to 5?
I don't know. My brother is honestly like my biggest motivator almost, or inspiration, because like he's younger than me, but he's doing like such cool things, like with his internships and his work. He is so hardworking. I don't know how he does what he does, but like his job so far have been 9 to 5. I guess he's just an intern, so it's like different than like, but he's always like, I have a business idea. I have an idea for you. He's always like that
I
person.
love
So I feel like part of him, like, I mean, he did start a business with his like friends. It was like a school project that took that like left the classroom, became like a
that.
thing. It's just obviously hard to like grow, especially when you're out like working and
Yeah.
stuff. So he's always like been very entrepreneurial, and he actually inspired me to do my own social media thing. He was like, it's COVID. You keep talking about all the social media stuff. You're good at it. You like it. Just do it. Like social media marketing is a legit thing. And I was like, what? So he actually like kind of, you know, for like inspired me to do it. But yeah, I don't know what he wants to do. I feel like 9 to 5, but I do see him like doing his own thing as well, like starting his own thing or doing both until
More
maybe
of a
one
time,
takes off. Like,
yeah.
but I think he does like working at the companies he's been working at. Like, it's just like tech companies are pretty cool to work at. I don't know how long you can work
Yeah.
at them until you're just like tired, or you do your own thing, or you like invest in some company grows. I don't know. It's a totally different world, but I don't know. He's definitely a lot more like cool and like simple and like steady and
Yeah.
like than me, which is I think why the balance works. I'm very much like storm into his room, yap away, and he's
Yeah.
just like,
Okay.
okay, like, and
Whatever
like
they
it's a good
say,
balance. Like
yeah,
he's not
it
like get
is.
out. He's
Yeah.
very nice, or he'll like give me really, he's so real. I'm like this and this. He's like, girl, like not girl, but he's like, that's
Yeah.
dumb. Or like he'll so straight to the point, which I
They'll
need. Like he kind of like, you know,
keep
but
you in check. No,
keep
for
me, yeah, which
sure.
I'm like, I need that. If I need you
The
to be honest, or
honesty.
like my like mo like the things I struggle with the most, it's like him. I'm like, I need to tell him, and he always has something to say or like a tip. So I don't know, like we're different in that sense, like our personalities and stuff, but we're both like hard workers, and I think he's like harder worker than me, which he would not disagree with, but he'd be like, we always talk about this. I'm like, oh, you're so much better than me. He's like, no, I'm not. Like, we're
We're
doing different
different.
things.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
I can't do what you do. You don't do, you can't do what
Yeah.
I, that's not you being better or worse or whatever. So I feel like, yeah. So I guess that's our dynamic. He's just doing his own thing, but he has his own world, very, you know, but he's a lot more cool, calm, collected, I guess.
Yeah, my brother's
Better
like that
regulates his
too.
emotions, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I
Yeah.
wanted to ask you because, okay, so you mentioned briefly like the job hopping and how like you're
Yes.
like, don't be scared to do that. I think it's more like a generational thing too, because I think like our parents' generation, it was like you get a job and like you work with that
Until you
company till you
retire.
retire. Whereas for me, like I remember even being on an internship and I'd go on coffee chats and I'd ask people like, you know, how long have you built the company? They're like, oh, like 15, 20, 30 years.
You're
And
like,
it would
how do you do
send
that?
shivers down my spine. Like
Yeah.
literally, it would make
Send.
my stomach hurt. I'm
Feeling
not even
you.
Canadian. It would make me sick because I was
Sick.
like,
It makes me sick. I'm like,
I was running for
how?
1.5 years and I was like,
Get me
okay, I liked
out.
the role. It was a
Yeah.
project management role, which like to me,
Yeah.
like I thrive in that type
Yeah.
of environment. But I was like, okay, cool. Like this role is cool. Like on to the next. You
Yeah.
know, like that's very much how I am because I can't sit still and I constantly need
Yeah.
change. And I think that's why with this like working for myself, it's that's one of the benefits is so I have an idea, I can go ahead and implement it, right?
You
Like
can do so many things.
exactly,
Yeah.
like, and I can always keep things changing and moving. Whereas, like, that's the thing I struggle with in like a traditional job is like it's kind of the same. I mean, project management, like, yes, you do get new product and stuff, but you
It's
kind
kind
of
of like the
get
same thing
into,
over and
yeah,
over.
same
Yeah.
type of niche. So when I'd hear that, I was just like, how? But I think a lot more people in our generation are more keen on like and taking the chance of like taking that leap to
Yeah.
find like try different jobs and do that. So I don't know. I think it's an interesting thing. Also, maybe let's talk about this whole misconception. I think it's a misconception
Yeah.
about how Gen Z like does not want to work.
Oh, that's so wrong. Like, all my friends are Gen Z and they work so hard. They're so motivated. Like, I mean, some people just don't know what they're doing and they're trying to figure out their life.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're not working. Like, you know?
I think too,
But
because like
yeah.
a
Oh.
lot of people are taking the leap to like make their own job, or there are just different, like it's a different time
I
where
think
it's
there's
a
more
different
opportunities
time,
now
more
too. And they're
opportunities.
more public. Like, you go online, you're like, wow, this job exists. That job exists. I had no idea. My small town, that's not even a thing. So you just are, you know, like
Yeah, and a
you
lot more
have more in
like
front of you.
remote jobs and like
Yeah.
jobs that are a lot more flexible. And I think that's taken by like the old generation as like, oh, like Gen Z's just lazy and like they don't
Yeah.
want to work in an office and like
Yeah.
average. But it's like, okay, well, if we don't have to go to an office every day and we can,
We're
you
just
know,
work
be more
smarter. Yeah.
efficient, like let's just do that.
Yeah,
And
I
for me,
agree.
like I don't think I could work a job, go back to working a job that's 5 days a week in office.
I
Like
can't, it's my
I don't.
nightmare.
Like, that is my literal.
Yeah.
When I think, like, I think that's what pushes me the most with my business is, like, I need to make this shit work because there's no way I can go, like, obviously, if it comes down to it, I'm obviously going to
Gonna
go
do
back. But,
it.
like, for
Yeah.
me, one of the biggest motivators is, like, thinking about going back to a 9-to-5 job where I, like, feel so constrained in that makes me sick.
Me too. I also don't understand because most 9-to-5 jobs, like, you can do it unless you need to be, like, I don't even know, but most of them, you can do it on your own pace. Like, sometimes you need check-ins, meetings, clients, whatever. Maybe you can have a day for that or, like, what. But, yeah, I'm like, I just don't thrive in that world, you know? And, like, I was in an office job. We've done that. Like, it's not, like, the worst thing. It's not that bad. And some people genuinely like it. And that's fine. But for me, it's, like, yeah, me too. I'm like, I need to make this work because, like, this freedom and flexibility and just, like, being my one thing is also, like, being able to travel whenever because I love traveling. So, I'm like, the thought of having to ask permission to travel, like, no. Like, it feels obviously, like, did that. And you know, you have to get your time off approved, this and that. But I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like, I this year took the long,
Such
I took a
in
month
your
off
20s.
To travel. Exactly.
In
I was
your
traveling
20s.
for a month straight. I was like, I want to do this again next year and again this year. Like, I need to, which, like, if I do my own thing and I time it properly, whatever, I can do it. But, like, the thought of working a 9-to-5, for me, my number one turnoff is the vacation because I love travel so much. But I'm like, I don't want to be that employee that's always leaving. I also don't want to be like, hey, I'm going to be gone for a month. I'll work remote from. No, like, that jobs like that don't really exist, I guess.
And, like, you know, like, and I know that I'm going to get my work done regardless if I'm
But it's like a
traveling or
weird
not.
thing.
But it's this weird thing where it's like people assume that, oh, like, you're not going to get your shit done. Like, you're kind of trying to cheat the system
Like,
or whatever. And it's like,
which
no,
you
like,
don't man. Like, I actually am just.
But
But
I think it's so interesting, and it's interesting because I always think, like, if I one day, like, have my own office for my business that I would go to on the day to day, like, as a 9-to-5, I don't think that would really bother me.
It's
But
different,
I think it's such a difference because,
yeah, it was
I mean, when I
someone
started
else.
my skincare brand, every Saturday, I mean, even now we work Saturdays, like, we meet at, like, 9.
Wow.
So, like, I'm up on Saturdays, like, we work. And we used to, like, there was days when we started the company when we were formulating, we'd literally be formulating from, like, literal 9-to-5.
Wow.
And my back would be hurting, like, I'm, because you're, like, standing, right?
Standing,
So,
yeah.
Like, it was, like, a lot. But I always said, like, I get so much more fulfillment out of this, and I
That's the
do
word I was
this
gonna say, that fulfillment.
because it's, like, it's on my own time, and I'm choosing to, like, get up and work on this. So it's, like, no one can call me lazy when it's, like, and that I don't work, but I'm literally choosing to do this. But because of that, like, obviously my days are going to look a bit different. And I think it's tough too, because when you do have friends that don't work that way, then on a Friday night, people are like, let's go out, let's stay up late. And I'm like, okay, I'll come out. But, like, I'm leaving at 11 because I have to work the next day. Like, what do you mean you have to work? Work yourself. And it's like, right. But I still need to have some sort of schedule, right? Like, it's not always going to be whenever.
Or, like, boundaries, schedule. Yeah, schedule. I agree. Fulfillment is, like, the biggest thing. My grandpa always says that. She's like, do what, like, fulfills you. Because, like, yeah, like, you just feel better doing work that, like, it's just for yourself, you know? And, like, the rewards, you just, like, enjoy it more versus just, like, a paycheck at a 9-to-5. But what was I going to say? Forgot. I was going to say something. I had so many thoughts. I should start writing them down. But, forgot. What was I going to say? Oh, well, we can circle back. I'll think about it.
Do you feel like doing your own thing and, like, making content stuff has helped with, like, your self-confidence?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, self-confidence, yes, and also, like, no. Actually, I don't know. Let me think about this. I don't have content. Maybe. Because I feel like I have found a community that's, like, supportive and,
like,
hypes me up and loves what I do. There's always going to be, like, the few hater comments.
Yeah.
Someone the other day, it was so funny. I literally, it wasn't even insulting. I laughed. He was like, oh, you look like, I forgot the actress name. She's Blair Waldorf in, like, Gossip Girl. He's like, oh, you look like her, but the XL version in the best way possible. And I was like, LOL. I just, like, laughed. I was genuinely laughing because I'm like, of course, like, I'll take it. She's gorgeous. And of course, I don't look like her. She's, like, a lot smaller than me. And that's not an insult to me. Like, I'm not her. But the way I was like, this is so funny from coming from a literal rat.
Yeah.
Anyways, like,
that's a rabbit.
So, but anyway, so, like, thankfully, especially on my Instagram, it's such a good community. The girlies, I literally, like, meet up with those people sometimes. Like, it's such a good, safe space that, like, they help me boost my confidence. Like, we help each other out. But there's always, like, the few people that are, like, weird.
Yeah.
But I feel like self-confidence, I was, like, thinking about this the other day, is so hard. I think back to, like, grade 6 through 8, 9, me, which is, like, I moved to Canada, grade 6. I was, like, unwell. I was, like, really sad, down on myself, to compare myself to, like, everyone here. And it was a really hard time for me. I'm not gonna get too into it, but a bunch of things happened to me, to my body. But yeah, I was just, like, looking back, at that version of me, I was so cute and so fun and so, like, I loved me. But back in that moment, I was like, hating myself.
Right.
And then,
especially at that age.
Exactly.
All comparison.
It's, yeah, even a few years ago, I was like, oh no, I've gained weight, or I don't look the same anymore. I need to, whatever. And I'm looking back, me now, to that Yana a few years ago. I was like, girl, you were hot, you were fun, you were cute. Why did I think that to myself? So now I'll catch myself thinking poorly of me right now. And I'm like, Yana, stop. Because next year you'll look back on your this Yana and be like, she was doing great. She was having fun. And she was like, you know, so I feel like self-confidence is so hard. And I've learned it's hard for everyone.
Totally.
I'll meet these
no matter,
girls. I'll talk to them. Somehow it'll come up. And to me, they're like this perfect, gorgeous, like human. And they're like, they tear themselves apart. And I'm like, what? You do this too? And it's like such a weird thing. We're so rude
everyone
to ourselves for
yeah.
no reason. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll try and catch myself like yesterday I went to the pool with my friend and I was like, oh my god, I'm feeling so insecure, so this. I'm like, why? Like, I am out tanning at, you know,
enjoying
at this pool at
day,
3
yeah.
p.m. on a Tuesday, Monday,
yeah.
like having the time of my life. Why am I letting, or even at the beach on vacation
yeah.
or anywhere, why am I letting these intrusive, these crazy thoughts, like, you know,
ruin
it ruined this beautiful moment. Like, I'm so happy right now, but why am I letting?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like self-confidence is really hard. It's obviously important to have like supportive people, partners, whatever, but I think number one, it comes from you. Like, it's one thing for someone
in the mind,
compliment me,
like,
but if I don't believe it,
yeah,
doesn't matter. So whatever that means to you, like, if you're genuinely not happy with something in your routine, work on it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, there's so many examples, but yeah, so self-confidence is really hard, but it's just like an inside job, right? To like
yeah,
be
yeah.
happy, to be fulfilled,
it's
and to
constant.
Love yourself. And
yeah.
It's constant work. That's
it's
harder than a
anything
9-to-5
it's
and anything.
anything
It's
like
every single day
any goal
nonstop.
You have, like, let's say, like, it's like going to the gym, like, you have to be consistent with it.
Yeah.
Self-confidence is the same, where you have to just be consistent with it as much
yeah.
as you can.
Yeah. It's hard, but you have to do it for yourself.
No, you
yeah.
do, exactly. And, like, I always, what you mentioned with, like, everyone has insecurities, and it's so much of, like, a mental game, because
yeah.
it's, there's always going to be something, but I think when you are in those moments where you should be enjoying things the most, and I think we do it most when we're, like, on vacation, you
like
know.
in uncomfortable like situations that make us feel more
Oh,
extra vulnerable, I
yeah,
guess. Like, yeah.
But then it's like, okay, what are you gonna like truly remember from this day, like when you're old, like
Yeah.
that you had like a
I love
friendship
that
with your
quote.
friends,
Yeah.
or that like you like looked a certain way, or had
Yeah.
like acne, or whatever it
Yeah.
is. And sometimes too, like what you said, like about people complimenting you, sometimes it's almost worse, because for example, like if people, when I was really struggling with my skin, if someone was like, no, your skin's beautiful, and I'm like, but it's not, you know, like it kind of almost
Makes it
makes it worse,
like,
because
I
you're
don't need to
like,
hear that. It's
and it's
okay. I
almost
know.
like you're
Yeah.
like, well, then you're lying to me, you know,
Yeah.
like
Yeah. I
you're
know.
just like hyping me up for what? But then also, like when you mentioned that comment
Comment.
that
Yeah.
guy, like that's so funny to me, because
I'm
like
like,
I get this all the time, where it's like, oh my gosh, like even though you have acne, like you're still so pretty, and I'm like, I didn't say I wasn't
okay.
though.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't, I'm
I
not
just,
saying I'm not. I'm
you
just
know,
saying I
like
have.
a video, it's like a video of me that has nothing to do with my skin, like it's literally a video of
Yeah.
like just doing something random, and
Yeah.
people are like, oh, like
Even though you have, even though you're, that's
it's like,
for acne, for certain like body types. Like, oh, even if this, like, you still look good. I'm like, well, I know I look good, just because I'm like, okay,
or
like, I
when
have
you
an
phrase,
extra, like,
yeah,
girl, like,
or
some
when
that
you
kind of
phrase it
thing.
like where it's like almost the other way, like if you just got rid of your
Yeah,
acne, you'd be
yeah,
better. If like if you just lost
just,
weight, it would
yeah,
be, and
it's
it's
like,
like,
okay, so I'm like,
thanks.
not even nobody right now, I know.
Yeah.
It is really hard to balance. Yeah. It's just like a matter of like, I love that thing, because I think you posted it, I saw it on TikTok, or like, it's like thinking 10, 15 years from now, and you look back on whatever moment,
Yeah.
like me sitting down this chair, I'm like, oh, I'm rolled over. I look like, no, I'm not gonna remember my body, how it looks. I'm sitting down. I'm gonna remember this moment. This is so
Yeah.
fun. Or like a vacation. You're not gonna think back like, oh, whatever, my stomach was out on that one foot. Who cares? You're gonna remember being at the beach in South of France with your friends with a drink in your hand. You're gonna remember like that. You're not gonna remember like who cares, you know? But I think we're own
Always,
worst
yeah.
critics. So
No,
I
we
never
are.
once been like that person's face, that person, never. I
Never.
and if someone does that, if you're that person, like, or if you're like so consumed with
Gets
that I
old.
have met people like that constantly point to people
Yeah,
out like
gets
that.
old.
Like, oh my god, that girl's this, that girl's that, my girl. Like, let's just like relax. Like, oh my god, why would you point it out? So if you're that person, you need to work on
But it's like
yourself.
even
Like, oh my
more
god,
projection for those people.
it's
It's
projection. It's always
full blown
projection.
projection.
Anyway, drop that friend, because I'm like, I don't need someone like this in my life. But yeah, like, chances are no one cares. Everyone's so involved and worried about themselves, just like whether it's the gym or the beach or the gym too. I have some girls, because I'll post going to the gym. I do like going to the gym, lifting, whatever. How do you feel comfortable? How do you feel confident? I'm like, I just go. I
Just
do my
gotta
own
go.
thing for my. You
Yeah.
just have to keep. I've been going since like junior high, and at one point it was really hard. I had no idea what I was doing, but I'm like, if I don't go and do this for myself, like, you know, I can ask questions if I have help. If I look silly, so be it.
Yeah.
There's so many kids doing really random stuff, and I'm like, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna. So anyway, it's just like all in your head, pretty much, for the most part. It's just like, yeah, it's this weird block that you have. Yeah.
Totally. And what you mentioned, like, with you look back at like your younger self, you're like, what the hell? I was like so cute and yeah. this. Okay, so I'm sitting here like in my 20s, picking at my skin, like not picking apart my skin, or not wanting to go out because of this and this. But like when I'm 60 and I have a face full of wrinkles, I'll probably look back and be like, that
yeah,
like, so hot, so you know? Hot. So it's like we're always gonna look back and like we're be like, oh, if only I had. Or like I remember always thinking my body was like so weird in high school, and I look back and I'm like, girl,
you look good.
Like I would have killed for that body now. So it's like, but we're always going to look back on it and like want the place that we were in then. And it's such a weird mentality because it's like, oh, I would be so grateful for it now. But it's almost like you're not grateful for it until you actually like lose
don't
it.
Have it or
like,
lose it or change.
And
yeah.
It comes like with age and stuff. But I think it's also tough when you're doing social media and you're like, I think constantly like looking at yourself and editing videos and then posting it and like comparing yourself to other creators.
It like emphasizes that, like, oh my gosh, like it's harder. Yeah. Like certain, I don't know, clean girl aesthetic, whatever. And I'm like, oh, they look so put together and so cute. And I'm like, I don't feel that. And my room's a mess and I don't have a white aesthetic clean. Like, you know.
But then you have to remember, like, social media is so fake and it's like that person recorded a corner of their house. Yeah. Like,
who knows?
What's on the other side of it. And that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, looking back at me, like, I said no to so many things just because, like junior high, high school, like my one friend, she was like, let's go to the pool or Friday night, teen night, whatever. Because I was insecure, like, about my skin, my face, my body. And looking back, I'm like, I look like a normal ass kid. Like, I was cute and I said no to so many things. And even now, I'll catch myself sometimes, especially with really, really bad acne days, which, like, it was like about like 2 years ago, I would say, like, it was really, really bad. It's been,
amazing.
And someone pointed it out, she's like, girl, your skin. And I'm like, it's been like a full-time job.
So
like, I'm
good.
So happy, but it's taken such a lot, like, years to get here.
Is it
but
just like hormonal balance that you're doing, skincare?
I don't even know. Everything combined. Because I've done like a bunch of other more like holistic lifestyle change things that you just need to do for yourself. And then a lot of like treatments and stuff. And then my routine is so like good and hydrating now. And like, I've learned so much. And like, I don't touch my skin anymore, pick at my skin, which I used to university. I was so bad at that. I would like always like sit like this, and, like pick at my skin. It's not gonna get better if you're picking. Anyway, but where was I? Yeah, I said no to so many things just because of like things like that. And like, I look back and I'm like, why did I do that? And anytime now I'm in a point of like saying no to something because I feel like I don't look good that day, or I got a painful, a breakout or whatever. I'm like, girl, no one cares. These are like these small, like surface level things that like, you can still have a good time and whatever. Like, no one really cares. But anyway, just, like, thinking back, just being your own, pretty much, like, just being toxic to yourself, you know? It's just, like, so unhealthy. But what was it? Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like, you can't compare yourself to, like, number one, different people who are totally different than you, different lifestyles, different bodies, like, whatever. But you also can't, like, compare yourself to different versions of yourself. Like, me at 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, whatever, versus me now. We're different girls. We're different people. We've gone through different things. We've like endured so much. We've done so much. We've learned so much. Where it's like, I'm such a different person now in a really good way. Like, I've learned a lot more. But why am I comparing myself to me 5, 10 years ago? Like, oh my God, I was like skinnier last year before. Okay. But I was also such a different, like, it's always like those physical random little things. It's never me being like, wow, I'm so proud of all these things I did. And wow, I got my dream this and dream collab and dream. None of that. It's always like these, like, at least for me, like these like physical things. But yeah, so I feel like now I just like when I get in that headspace, I'm like, stop, because you preach this, so you ought to believe it for yourself.
Exactly.
Like, you'll look back at yourself in a year and regret that you thought of yourself this way while, you know, getting the opportunity to do this really cool thing. Like, why are you focusing on these like physical things or things that like won't matter at all? As long as you're always like doing things to better yourself and you're genuinely just like living your best life, like that's what matters. So
and you have to look at yourself as like someone like you love, like a friend, right?
Yeah,
like, you would never look at a friend and be like, oh,
head
like,
apart
so much better in high school, like,
yeah,
you
know, never,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's like when we put it that way, it's like that would be so silly. It's literally so silly. So
and
it's like
you're your own best friend, but why do you treat yourself like you're not, you know?
We're always like there to like fight for and advocate for other people, when it's like for us, it's like, why am I not giving myself that same grace?
I think it's you're right. Yeah, that's my points. That's what I thought of. When I was in the bathroom, I get my best ideas in the shower, in the bathroom. I'm like, wait.
I love it. I mean, in terms of, you know, I think being in your 20s is such a, and you're like a few years older than me, but I think being in your 20s, being in your 20s is such a like tough and interesting time. Like, you're going through so much personally, like work wise, like trying to figure out your career, trying to figure out who you are, relationships, friendships, like, Your 20s are, I've been in my 20s
Perfect.
for
There you go.
3 years now,
Yeah.
and I'm like, this shit's rough. Like,
Yeah.
it is
Yeah.
so, like, I've had, like, some of the highest highs, but also, like, some of the
Low.
lowest lows of just, like, what am I doing? Like, friendship breakups, like, relationships, like, everything. It's so
Hard.
tough.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
but I feel like some people, like, okay, me too, because like thinking now I'm like 26 already, so like wait, I had my early 20s honestly through COVID, which kind of sucked. So I feel like now I'm reliving a bunch of
Right,
stuff.
right. I think that's
But
happening
like,
for a lot of people in
yeah.
like their later 20s.
Because I was
Yeah.
22 when COVID hit, I think. So 22 to 24-ish, five, which is like a big chunk of my time. And I was like still an undergrad, going out, doing all this stuff, and all of a sudden I can't do
Yeah,
it.
it's like
But
time to stood still. Because me,
yeah.
when I got out of COVID, I was like, I still feel like pain. Like, it
Same.
was
I
so
still
weird.
feel my early 20s, but I'm not. But like, I also think like age really doesn't matter at all. I think so many people that I meet in their 20s or 30s, they're so serious about their age. They're so stressed about it. And I feel like there's no
Like,
need to
there's a
have this, like,
time
there's a
limit.
timeline. I'm like, your only competition is yourself. The only timeline is whatever works for you. Just because I have some friends from high school, like married with a house and the kid, to me, that's not my timeline, doesn't mean that they're ahead or behind or I am. It's totally different
Yeah.
playing fields, you know? So I feel like so many people in their 20s feel this pressure to have it all figured
Yeah.
out. I feel like you'll, first of all, never have it figured out ever. Every time I
Yeah.
meet someone, they're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm like, literally same. And you would have thought they know because they have this job and they have a car and the house and whatever. But like, no one knows what they're doing, you know? Which
No.
is like, kind of, I find comfort in that, knowing that, like, which is, you know, John Summit,
Yeah.
his new album, Comfort in Chaos, Comfort in the Chaos,
I
Comfort in
love
Chaos.
you,
I keep
Brittany.
saying that out loud, but I'm like, I love that name because I'm like, it makes sense. Like, I feel like I'm finding
That is
comfort
your
in the
20s.
chaos of your
Yeah.
20s. Like, it is comforting because everyone else is going through it, and it's kind of fun, like these challenges and whatever. So like, whoever's watching this, you're 20, you're 15, you're whatever, like, it's like, relax, you know? Like, you don't need to have it all figured out.
Yeah.
Like, 23 is, looking back, I'm like, oh my God, I wish I was 23 now. But I'm 26 and I don't feel any different. I don't feel like I
Yeah.
need to have all this stuff done. I still want to like move out for a bit and do more travel and do more this and that. But like, I don't feel
Look
sometimes
back
stressed, but I'm like, why am I stressing? It's my own
life.
life and
Yeah.
timeline. If I don't get to this now, I'll get to it
No one
eventually.
else is living it, so it's like you
Yeah.
have to like kind of take people's like opinions and pressure out of that, because it's like no one else is living your life except you. And I think there's so many times where I feel like, okay, yes, everyone tells me like I've achieved so much for my age, but it's like, but there's other people who have done the same, or why can I do more? This and this and this. And it's like you have to just realize, okay, but I've done like what I've done, and this is like you have to give yourself that grace. And yeah, it's never too late to, I think, start something. I think we put so much
Never
pressure on like age of like, okay, well,
have
I'm
to
already
figure it
this age, so I
out.
have to like do this and I have to
I
do
can't
this.
change now, or I've been in this job for, girl, what? Like, life is too short to like settle, whether
Yeah.
it's a friend or a partner or a job.
You don't like
Like,
something,
just because you've done it
change.
for X amount of years, change it. Also, just like the whole thing of like, you only, I love this. It's like, I always tell this myself to myself, it kind of calms me down. It's like, you only have this version of yourself now. Like, you only have you in your 20s now. You're 26 now. You at 26 in the summer at the pool now. You only have
Only,
this, like, right now, it's only now.
and this is
So,
the
like,
youngest you will ever be. In this moment is
youngest,
the
cutest, hottest.
youngest
Like, I
you will
always,
be.
yeah. So, I'm like, wait, I need to like enjoy today. Like, today is amazing. Like, whatever. Like, I didn't maybe do exactly everything I wanted, but I did amazing things and this and that, you know? So, like, I love telling myself that, like, you need, because I'll get ahead of my head or like stress out. It's normal. It happens to everyone, but like, yeah, I'm like, wait, I have this version of me right now. I need to take care of her and have fun. And this is, life is good. Like, just enjoy it. Cause
Yeah.
like, this is so cheesy, but like, they always say, like, don't take every day for granted. Like, every day is a gift when you think about it. You
Right.
never know what can happen. Like, especially with COVID, so much change. Like, you never know what could happen in just life. So I'm like,
Well,
every,
especially
yeah, it's
what
just.
reminded me a lot of that and made me kind of that click in my mind is when the whole age filter came out on TikTok and everyone was putting it on themselves and like getting really upset with how they looked
Freaking
aged and
out.
being like, holy shit, like I really don't like how I look like this. And what made me click like in that moment is like, okay, you're putting this age filter on yourself, you don't like how you look. But you also don't like how you look
Now,
now.
so it's like,
So it's like,
yeah.
when are you, when, if not now, when are you gonna start liking
When is
how
it
you
enough? Like,
look?
when is
Right.
it? Yeah.
You're not gonna like how you look aged. You don't like how you look now. When are you,
Gonna.
what are you waiting for to start loving yourself if not now,
I
right?
know.
Like today is the youngest you will ever look from here out. So it's like, might as well start loving yourself now, because like either way, all of us are gonna look like that
In here,
in their prime, right? So I think it's
no, I love
so,
that.
yeah, like you have to kind of put that timeline and perspective of like, and I think we just put so much pressure on like, okay, this is who I am now, and we think that this is like, this is my life, this is my life, but your life can change like that in no time. So you really just have to, I know it's cliche and everything, but live in the moment. And like, if you don't like something, if something is making you sad, if there's a friendship or relationship that's not
filling your cup,
you,
I guess,
filling your
fulfilling you,
cup and draining you, like you need to make a change. And I think the biggest thing that scares a lot of people is the miscomfort, like, not feeling comfortable to do that, because we're human beings. We all love
comfort.
Feeling
comfort. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Sometimes we feel safest with things that we know, and taking that leap, taking a new job, you know, getting out of like a relationship, ending a friendship, moving out, like whatever it is, may feel so uncomfortable and scary that we'd rather sit in an unpleasant scenario than make a change. But it's not until you make the change and then look back at your life a year later and be like, thank
wow,
God
I did that. Exactly.
Because
yeah.
I'm so much happier now.
Yeah. You only have yourself to like do this for and do this with. And like, I always say that like, you grow when you're kind of like uncomfortable, not uncomfortable as in like, you know, uncomfortable
you
as in like doing
to,
something new, let's say, like moving out or
step
trying a new thing. You have to.
Yourself,
yeah. Otherwise, like you're stalling. You're not really progressing, whether it's your career or like your personal life or friendships too. Like, oh, have I outgrown this person? Why am I still with them? Why am I still? And it's a year, like, it's hard to end things, but you gotta do it. Or like
and
work
moment,
or whatever it is, you
and
know?
In the moments of her, and I always think about this, is like there were so many friendships where I'm like, I felt like I was going through like a heartbreak, like it was so hard. And I look back now and I don't like, I don't think, I don't want this to come off in a bad way, but like, I don't think about that person more. Like, I have the good memories, like, sort of in my brain of like, you know, the times we had, but I also recognize like, we just like grew apart and it wasn't like fulfilling for either party anymore, right? So
it was one part of the plot and now you're in a different part.
Yeah.
And doesn't, like, that's normal to move on from. You wouldn't want to also think about them all the time.
No.
I think it's normal to,
exactly.
You know, I had that friendship, moved on. Now we're in different plot, different people, different friendships.
And I think in your 20s, like, I used to feel so much guilt for, like, for example, not continuing friendships from high school, even not continuing friendships from university. And I think it's a natural part of being in your 20s to
outgrow people,
gain and lose friends that quickly, because it's like everyone is at different stages. Some people are getting married and having kids. Some people are running a business. Some people are finishing school. Like, obviously, we're all going to be at such different places that you're just naturally going to drift and go into
your
different
ways.
Directions. And that is like, okay.
Yeah,
I think more
yeah.
people need to have more grace with the fact that it's like okay to understand that someone may be in your life for like a season or reason.
Yeah.
Or a lifetime. I don't, because
sometimes
like I hold on to that like really like to heart, because then I'm like, but they were like, we were such good friends. It's so sad that like we're not
same
as we were. Like, and I look back at memories, I'm like, oh, I just don't feel that same connection with that friend anymore. And it's like, well, we're just different.
If
and
it's not
it's
meant
like,
to be, that's okay.
Yeah, and that like that doesn't take away from all the good and all like the friendship and everything that you built up during that relationship in the time, but you both change as individuals, and sometimes you do have to just like go of that to be able to both move on and grow even further than like hold yourself back to the past. And I think it's the whole notion of like going back to your hometown or something like that, right? Where it's like we're going back and seeing your high school friends, and that's where you really start to realize, okay, like how much have I grown since this place? And it kind of feels like weird to go back.
Yeah.
And you realize, okay, like this was good for me to kind of
grow from. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The 20s are
hard.
An interesting
but they're also
time.
So fun. I feel like everyone says 20s are hard and they're hard, but they're also so fun.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like,
high
I feel like,
highs, low lows.
Yeah. They are so fun and like they should be fun and like, like live in the moment. Like, it's okay. Like, there's so much to do and see and try. And like, now's the time. Like, as you age, you'll be more tired or have less energy, like, whatever, you know, like, now's the time
live
to like take a risk and do it all. So many people that I know that are like waiting for certain things. So many people, waiting for a perfect whatever, waiting to own this to be able to start a business, waiting for something. Like, if you're always living like that, you're literally never gonna do it. You know, like, a friend's boyfriend was like, oh, like, I just don't want to travel right now because of this. And he always has an excuse. And my friend's like,
there's
well,
always
I get it, but like, I want to go. And like, now's the time. We're in there, you know, let's just do it.
There's
we're like,
always gonna be something.
A lot of people that DM me for like, how do I start social media stuff and content? I'm sure you get that question. How do I start? And I'm like,
just
start. And literally, they're like, oh, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't have advice. Like, that is my advice, which is really bad advice. But I'm like, I was on a whim on my couch and I just did it. And it could have been nothing. It could have gotten whatever. But like, I just kept going because I wanted to. Just don't force it. If you want to do it, do it. If you're forcing it,
No,
you don't have to do it. It's
like,
not
you
for
have
you.
To have the passion to do it, like
something
that fills your cup rather than like pass away from it. And I think to kind of like wrap this up nicely into a little bow, if you will, I think especially like starting a small business or starting something for you, hobby, whatever it is, I agree with you. Like, so many people are waiting for the perfect moment, be like, or I'm just too
perfect
busy right now.
Gadget, perfect. This, I need this to
I
or
need
come
this
in.
Camera.
No, you don't. You
this.
Don't need.
I need this to start my small business. I need more time. I'm too busy with work right now. Like, start somewhere, even if it's 30 minutes a day. Like, whatever it is, dedicate some time to it. Because if you're not going to start now, because of this excuse, that we're always and life will just get busier, 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 more
prioritize
stressful,
it.
You need to just take a chunk of your day and start towards your business, towards your hobby, whatever it is you want to do. And then who knows where it goes from there, but you just have to start. And it has to be from a place of passion, of something that truly fills
makes you happy.
And that doesn't add to like the drain. And that's what will keep the drive, I think, going.
Yeah, in the future. And I feel be okay with failing. Like it might not work. You might have to pivot. I've pivoted a lot. I failed. I've cried a lot. I've cried a lot more in my own entrepreneurial journey than a 9-to-5 or school. A school, I cried a lot actually, but I've cried so much. You just like need to like let it out. Yeah. So I feel like be okay with failing. I've, people will ask me like, how do I start? And then, oh, what if it doesn't work out? What if this? I'm like, girl, what if? Just start. Happen. Actually, get in the habit. Allocate. I say 30 minutes a day or 1 day a week where you like
this is
write ideas, execute, and then if it fails. Try again. That's a like is
and also
if, you're doing this for fun failed, for yourself.
Yeah.
Like
if it failed, so what? Like you can at least say like I tried.
You tried.
I tried and I
yeah.
learned, and now I know whether it's for me or I want to try a different idea or something else might open up. Right?
Yeah.
Like you just have to try it out. But the 20s is tough, but you just gotta
keep pushing and have fun and be with the right people and support system and.
Totally.
Yeah, be your own best friend. Okay, do things. Oh my God, don't wait for people to do things. If you want to do something, do it. If you want to go out, do it. Like you have yourself. To live with and if it's not now you're loving yourself and figuring it out, it's gonna be too late, you know, to like do it.
Leola, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, this is so I felt like we were just like talking. I was like, oh, there's a camera.
I know. The best is there.
Yeah, this is really good.
No, thank you so much for getting loud with me. This was such a good episode. Hopefully you guys found it helpful. I think so many people can relate to the stuff we talk about, like being in your 20s. It's a struggle, but as you mentioned too, it's a fun time and you just have to like grab onto the opportunities and just like go full force into it. But yeah, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching on YouTube. If you're tuning into the video version or on audio, we post every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms. That is all. I'll have Yana's social media and everything linked down below in the description. You guys can go check her out. She makes amazing content. But that is it for this episode. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today and continue breaking down those walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Love you guys so much. You'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Labby. Bye, everyone.